Heavenly Father, we thank you that according to your word that you are perfecting that which concerns each of your children. Now, please open our eyes, the eyes of our understanding, to hear what you say by your Spirit through your word in this message. In Jesus' name, amen.
So yesterday I was informed by Sister Teresita Guadalupe, originally from Puerto Rico now and has been in Florida for the last several decades, and bless her heart, she only led 3 people to Jesus yesterday. What a blessing, and it's such a beautiful thing to see what God is doing in and through our sister's life. In fact, he just moved her to a new facility where she lives, and this is about the 3rd or 4th one since I've known her, and every time she goes to a new facility, she begins to lead people to Jesus, and then they gather on Saturday morning or Sunday morning, and I call in and we preach to them over technology, and that's been going on for 2 or 3 years now. So what a blessing. So many things. And by the way, please keep our sister in prayer for greater and greater fruitfulness, etc. And just so many amazing things going on here in Mexico. I continue to communicate with dozens upon dozens of people here, mostly men, that have been ministered to. Many of them have or are already saved, and the other ones are going to get saved. I believe that. But they're hungry, and so they get fed the Word of God on a weekly basis at least. And many of them keep in touch, and including Luis. Anybody remember Luis? In one of the recent updates, we told a story of how I was in the store, grocery store, and he was helping me. He's part of the managerial staff, and we were talking about different items and stuff, and we just had a great time. He found out I was from the United States and had all kinds of questions. Handsome young guy in his 20s. And anyway, so, and to this point, I had not ministered to him yet. I hadn't given him a Jesus tract or spoken the word to him yet. And that was probably God, because what happened is after we're talking for a while, and he's got great joy and exuberance of spirit. He's got a great disposition. Not saved. He wasn't saved at that point. But anyway, he just blurted out. He said, because he's learning more English and he knows I'm learning more Spanish. And he said to me, he said, I tell you what, speak a sentence in Spanish to me that you've learned. And I kind of paused for about a split second. I said, Jesucristo reina para siempre. And that means Jesus Christ reigns forever. And as I'm saying that, a pastoral, born-again, spirit-filled brother in Christ who neither Luis and I had ever met is walking around that corner, because we were near the corner in the aisle. And as soon, literally as soon, this is a divine miracle, no doubt, as I begin to say Jesus Christ reigns forever, this brother, his name is Manuel, he's a spirit-filled, born-again brother. Him and his wife are coming around the corner. And so as those words are leaving my mouth, I'm looking him straight in the eye, both his eyes, from like 2 feet away. And he rejoiced to hear that. And 30-minute session of ministry from Manuel in Spanish to this young guy, Luis, began. It was absolutely fabulous. And so about 2 weeks later, I went back to that store and I saw Luis and he saw me. And the first thing he said with a big smile is, keep God first, brother. He's preaching to me now. Let it fly, brother. You can preach to me every day, all day, and we will love it. Some people say, don't preach to the choir. I don't mean to preach to the choir. Well, the choir needs the word of God just like anybody else. So preach to the choir, right? Anyway, he sent me, after the word went out last night, an extensive biblical message on fellowshipping with the Lord and prayer and the word, etc. He sent me this message. He said, that's right, God first. This was his reply after he read this pretty lengthy biblical message that spoke about the cross and about praising God, prayer, studying the word of God, fellowshipping with the Lord. This was his first response. That's right, God first in everything you do, quote unquote. I'm reading it right off of my text. And then he sent this morning. He said, that's right, brother, Jesus in your heart always, quote unquote. Now, I'd be surprised if this guy isn't saved already. I haven't talked to Manuel about it. Manuel's been ministering to him. They both are Spanish language people. That was their first language. They both live here in Mexico. So it's a blessing that what's developing here is many of these men, especially the men who are being saved or want to be saved, are being connected with Manuel and Vicente. You remember those names from the updates. Those men have both received volumes of the Jesus tracks, and they're working on getting a stamp to put their name and phone number on the back of these tracks before I pass them out, so that the people that are receiving them, I can even tell them, hey, call Vicente, here's his phone number, and point to it on the bottom of the back track of the Jesus track in Spanish, and also Manuel. So great things are happening. In fact, late afternoon, I just took a walk and prayed and was handed out about 50 tracks, and they were all delightfully received. I gave one to a middle-aged man, and then I kept walking. I spoke the word to him, and then I had to come back that way. And just 2 or 3, 4 or 5 minutes later, there he is sitting on the curb reading with the track wide open, reading the track. This happens every day. They don't just say, oh, thank you, and then go throw it away. I'm estimating at least 90% of these tracks get read by these beautiful Mexican people who are so hungry for the Word of God and to know Jesus. And one of the things I've mentioned before on these updates is how several people have said, Brother Todd, I want to know more about Jesus and the Bible. Some of you guys have seen how I've shared that with you. There's a world of hungry people. I can tell you right now, all of Latin America is wide open. And Jesus said to get up and go to them. And that's why we're going to see what happened in Jerusalem. And we're already seeing it in America. We got millions upon millions of Christians, and some are just professing Christians. But we do have real Christians in America. And America has denied Christ on a whole. America has spit in the face of God by the way we live and by our disregard for the things that are right and for the poor, etc. We're following the path of apostasy seen in Romans 1, also the path of Sodom and Gomorrah. There were several sins listed in Ezekiel 16:49-51 of what led up to God destroying Sodom and Gomorrah. And it wasn't just sodomy, homosexuality. That all culminated as the final stage of apostasy, as we know, is before the destruction, before the Lord rained down fire and brimstone and destroyed and killed the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah, and that's on record in Genesis 19. But we see a glimpse of what led up to that ultimate culmination of sin, as we see in Romans 1, but we see it in specific there in Ezekiel chapter 16, beginning in verse 49, where he said, pride, these are the sins of Sodom. In fact, you can look up sins of Sodom on safeguardyoursoul.com in the search box, and you'll have at least one dynamic, very intriguing and informing biblical message on what led up to the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. And that's the same for now. That's what we're seeing happen in America. It's in its final stages, as we can read from biblical history. And so God says, pride, fullness of bread, an abundance of idleness, and that the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah, they refused to help the poor and the needy. Apparently, Sodom and Gomorrah were wealthy, and their pride, fullness of bread, an abundance of idleness, and they refused to help the poor. And that would be commensurate or in proportion to their riches. Some people in America give a little token tip to ministries that are feeding the poor, or they give a token tip of what they make, of the volume of what they make, the whole of what they make, or they earn, or they have, to feeding some poor people here or there. And sometimes you got to wonder if that's really just something as a token tip to make themselves feel better. But God expects us to give all. And when we give all, we don't love this world. And we work so that we have to give. And God looks at percentages along with the heart. God loveth a cheerful giver. That's the heart. Also in 2 Corinthians 9. And what about percentages? Well, remember the woman with the two mites. Jesus complimented her giving because she gave all, as opposed to the rich professing men, religious men, who gave a lot of money, but it was a small percentage of what they had. This woman gave 100% of what she had, and Jesus complimented her in contrast to those who gave a whole lot more money than she did as far as the value of the money, the amount.
Now, that does not mean that God requires that we give everything, every penny we have, to His work. But we do have the truth in the end of Mark 12 that God looks at the percentage we give to Him of that which He is allowing to come into us.
And if you look up on safeguardyoursoul.com, the words Jesus sat. Did you know that Jesus, when He went into the temple to see the worshipers, some that He heralded and others that He condemned, it says Jesus sat over against the treasury. He sat and watched what they gave or didn't give, knowing every individual balance. Jesus is God. He knew everyone's money, and He sees our money. He doesn't have to log in to see your balance or mine, or to see where we spend our money. And where we spend our money is a direct reflection of the priorities of our hearts. Jesus sat over against the treasury is exactly what it says in the end of Mark 12. You can look up a dynamic podcast called Jesus Sat Over Against the Treasury. Just search that out on safeguardyoursoul.com. All you got to do is put in the two words at the beginning of that sentence, and it's a Bible sentence. Jesus sat. That's it. And where did He sit? He sat by the treasury. God doesn't change. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's watching how and how much we're giving and with what kind of a heart. Now, if we're not going to give out of a cheerful heart of thanksgiving and gratitude and worship to God, we might as well not give. We might as well get our hearts right. But when our hearts are right, we're going to take what we have from work, Ephesians 4:28, and we're going to be giving into His ministry work so that other people can be saved and the saints can be edified, fed, and equipped for the work of the ministry. And so, please remember, friends, that the scripture says we, that's plural, are laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. We're all going to be, according to scripture, rewarded equally if we just do our part. And thank you for your prayers, saints. The Bible tells us that the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ is poured out through the prayers of the saints. So your prayers for Sister Terry and Manuel and Vicente and this whole ministry outreach and operation here in Mexico on the ground ministering daily is all important. Your prayers to the Father in the name of Jesus are the heavenly fuel He chooses to use to bless and empower and supply His people to do His work, and that is the Great Commission of preaching the gospel to the lost, evangelism, and feeding and building up those that are already saved. Philippians 1:19, as we close, "For I know," Paul said, "that this shall turn to my salvation," or my deliverance and blessing, "through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ." So Paul is saying that through the prayers of the saints, the fresh supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ is going to be poured out so that more can be saved and God's people can be fed, nourished up in the words of eternal life, 1 Timothy 4:6, and equipped and matured for the work of the ministry. God bless you, and thank you for those prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.